A special guest joining us again on the Outdoor Show, Stacy Oy. Welcome back.
How are you, Adam?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you giving us a little bit of time today. And for those that don't remember, Stacy is the UP coordinator for the Department of Natural Resources. And you came bearing some interesting information, I understand. I'm anxious to hear it because I don't even know what's going on here with this latest recommendations for the CWD Task Force.
So this is a great group of folks that came together primarily under Commissioner J.R. Richardson's leadership. And last fall, we were at UP Sportsman's Alliance meeting, and the conversation really turned to chronic wasting disease and what we can really do in having the conversation more hunter to hunter. And so the group said we really should get together and spend more time talking about this. So that's exactly what's been happening from October to March. And at the end of March, they really kind of came together with their final recommendations, and I have them here just put together and ready to talk about.
Yeah, well, without any further ado, tell us.
Okay, so one of the topics that they really talked about a lot was how do we get chronic wasting disease really forefront people's minds when they're out, you know, whether they're traveling from out of state and they're bringing their animals back, or just in your when you're going out to hunt, that this is something that we are thinking about. So we have the statewide chronic wasting disease plan that's been in place since 2008, and that's what's on the books right now. And what this group really looked at, which was the UP CWD Task Force, is how does that plan need to be implemented in the UP? Because once it meets the triggers, it's going to happen. So right now, we know we have chronic wasting disease across the Wisconsin border. At last check, it's about 36 miles out. So when these triggers, if we have a confirmed case 10 miles out, that's when these triggers would all implement.
Okay.
So the group, they made their recommendations. One of the recommendations they made to differ the plan from downstate to the UP is the geographical boundaries. So downstate, it's by county. So those triggers, if there's a confirmed case, is by county. And up here, our counties aren't square like they are downstate.
Right.
So the group really felt that by township might be a better way to look at that radius of surveillance. So that was one of their key recommendations.
Interesting.
So number one.
Very much smaller is what...
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they want to just have it at that level. And another topic that they talked about, this was brought up by Norm Belko. He's with Elder County Whitetails. And that was, you know, as we're learning more about chronic wasting disease and how it can be spread, one of the topics was, you know, we're bringing in a lot of things from other states.
Mm-hmm.
So their recommendation was to ban the importation and exportation of urine from any area that's chronic wasting disease positive. So that's one of their recommendations. Again, this is
so any of the lures, the, you know, the doe and
correct.
Heat lures,
yep.
Buck lures that are urine based.
Correct.
From any infected area in the country, mm-hmm. So they're recommending you not be allowed to bring those in.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So what else are they recommending?
So the third recommendation that went on the books was basically just supporting a proposed deer movement study in the UP, and that's something that's already a topic that we're starting to talk about with our partners, and it's a consideration. So they just basically were adding their support to say we want to see more information on deer movement that's going to help us in all disease efforts, but also with CWD.
Well, Stacy, I'm assuming there's a lot more that we haven't been able to touch on yet.
There is.
And other things to talk about, too. So could you please hang around for our second one later this hour?
That'd be great.
UP coordinator for the DNR, Stacy Oy, will continue with her and the UP CWD Task Force recommendations later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.